Arizona Homeowner Happy Place, Rosie on the house, where you can call in. We'll do our best to put our building and remodeling experience to work for you to solve your problems, dilemmas, and anxieties. Let's go to Stephen, who's been on hold. He dialed 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4-U. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
What you working on this morning, my friend?
I have a house that when I get temperature changes, like when the AC is on and it's real hot outside, or when it's cold and I turn the heater on, it gets loud popping sounds.
Yeah.
So I was wondering the best way to alleviate that. I was thinking of having the insulation taken out and putting foam insulation into the bottom part of the attic.
Well, that would help. But I can't guarantee you that that will stop it. Stephen, what we have found in our research on this is as your roof system goes through the thermally motivated expansion and contraction, what that popping noise is, in our experience, most of the time, is the roof decking material has been placed too tight. It should be spaced with about the width of a 16-penny sinker nail in between. And if it's tight, okay. If it's tight, and we're supposed to gap it, that's to code. But if it's tight, and it could be, you know, if your house is 2,000 square feet, it could be dozens of sheets of material. It just needs to be one joint that's up too tight against the other joint. And the edges of that plywood, that roof sheathing material, is what's making the popping noise. Foaming it will help if it reduces the amount of thermally caused shrinking and contraction that particular roof is going through, and give it just a little bit more stability. So,
okay. I hear it mostly when I'm in the inside of the house, but when I go into the attic and try to listen for it, then I won't hear anything.
How peculiar. You're not seeing any drywall pops on the ceiling or up on the high walls, up where the walls are meeting the ceiling or any place like that, right?
Right.
Okay. The only other thing that we have done once or twice and it worked is we just double-checked all the hurricane straps on the ceiling joist to make sure they were secure and that the ceiling joist was, in fact, toenailed to the top plate and not moving independent from each other. But it is a tough, tough, tough situation to solve, and I know it could be annoying. I've heard it where it actually sounds like a glass bottle jar dropping on a concrete floor, but there just isn't a lot you can do with it without doing a lot of research. Or at the point you're re-roofing the house, then that gives us an opportunity to cut a saw kerf in between all those sheets of plywood that may be stacked too tight, and then that generally eliminates all of the problem. I wish I had a better answer for you and give you something more definitive, but those are really hard to track down. I'd be curious if spraying foam in a cathedral-style insulation system would help. If I were you, I would call the Rosie Certified Banker Insulation and visit with them about what their experience is in having their foam system silence the popping, thermally dancing attic noise that you're currently experiencing. We've got Stuart on hold. We have time to take him, and that opens the line for you at 1-888-ROSIE-4-U, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
How can we help you, sir?
So I have a new house that's being built down in the South Phoenix area, and it's in the plumbing stage right now, and I have a dedicated line going from the main water valve to the kitchen that is hard water because I have a reverse osmosis system. I've also paid for and had installed a soft water loop, but I'm being told that the kitchen faucet cold line will not be on the soft water loop, but I have soft water cold and hot in every other faucet in the entire house. I'm being told that's a standard, and I feel like I'm getting a runaround, and I'm just seeking some advice.
Well, generally, we'll run the softened water to the kitchen sink and give you a drinking spout with a RO system underneath your kitchen sink.
which he has the RO, so that doesn't make sense right. why you wouldn't soften right. the cold.
Right. So I don't know. I'm not familiar with that, but I tell you what we'll do. Stuart, if you'll hang on a minute, Miss Julia is in studio screening. We'll reach out to one of our four water treatment experts across the state of Arizona and see if we can't get a lifeline for a specific as to what they're doing now. I'm not building any new homes. I might be building new homes at Happy Jack soon, but we do remodeling, and that isn't a code that they've asked us to start doing yet. Let me see if it applies to new homes. Hang on, Stu. We'll reach out to our Roselle in the House lifeline.
Yeah, and with that cold water, if you've got a stainless steel coffee maker, you use the RO to fill up that or is it that you wouldn't use the RO, and that's why they keep the cold water? There's something with stainless steel coffee makers that is jogging my memory, but it's
The RO is a little bit too acidic and hard on it. So,
yeah, maybe that's. I'd still soften the whole thing.
Yeah, right, right.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
All that effort to go good soft water through your pipes, and then you sacrifice the one unit you use the most, your kitchen sink?
Stuart, we'll reach out to somebody with more knowledge of the actual new updated building codes and see if that's a new requirement. We're here at Roselle in the House, 1-888-767-4348. Join the conversation.